The great Bill Withers passing away on Friday at the age of 81.
Bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you.
Lean on Me, Ain't No Sunshine.
And the world's all right with me.
This one, of course, Lovely Day.
Just one look at you.
We'll let this get to the great chorus.
And I know it's gonna.
You know, the first place I might have heard this song, can't say for sure, but The Gap had used this in an ad campaign in probably 1998 or so, 97, 98. Could have been the first place that I heard Lovely Day. What a super song. Bill Withers died from heart complications on Friday at the age of 81 years old. Three-time Grammy Award winner. Withdrew from making music in the mid-1980s, but just a string of fantastic tunes. Lean on Me, Ain't No Sunshine, Lovely Day, which we hear right here. And a great, great artist. Bill Withers died on Friday at the age of 81 years old. Not coronavirus related, as far as we know. But there were more coronavirus deaths over the weekend. We talked on Friday about Adam Schlesinger, the great musical artist from Fountains of Wayne and elsewhere, wrote the theme to That Thing You Do, the movie, passing away at just 52 from complications of coronavirus. Two others from the weekend. One was Tom Dempsey, who you might hear about in the sports report this morning. Guy had the longest field goal in NFL history for a long, 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 long time. 63 yards, I believe, was that length. And I don't know the full story, but some sort of deformity, or, you know, he had a foot issue. And so if you ever see the pictures of him kicking that record-breaking field goal, it looks like he has a squared-off toe on his shoe because of his issues. But he died over the weekend. And then Lee Fierro, who you might not know, that name might not mean much to you, but she is best known for portraying Mrs. Kintner in Jaws. So the mother of the kid who died in Jaws, and I think slapped the police chief in Jaws, And the grieving mother, the grieving mother to Alex Kintner in Jaws. She was 91 years old, died of coronavirus complications. So more for the weekend. We heard earlier from both the president and from the Surgeon General that this week could be a rough week in terms of deaths, in terms of coronavirus numbers. This country is so big that it almost doesn't make sense to talk about it as a national issue, meaning there are places where it is worse than others. Let's say New York City. Let's say Detroit. There are places where it has not been a big factor as of yet. You know, take your pick for some of the areas out in the Western United States. And there are even areas where it looks like we've turned the corner. And you could say perhaps Washington, you know, in Seattle, where it had been really bad at the start. Looks like we've turned a corner there. Looks like California is doing quite a bit better. And so, you know, you have some of those regional areas in which it's worse and regional areas where it's better. And what do the numbers look like? Are we plateauing in some areas? Are we beginning to get on the other side of the curve in other areas? It's difficult. Mentioned that data early today, and I'll bring it up later on in the show, saying, you know, the projections are down a bit from what we think the death toll will be, what we think we'll need in terms of hospital beds and ICU units and ventilators. We keep getting new information. We keep getting we keep figuring out new ways to treat, new ways to deal with it, and that's going to impact how we look moving forward. And again, what we're doing is helping in some of these areas with the shelter in place. How long will that go on? How long can it last? How long can the economy hold up under these circumstances? These are all questions that we are thinking about on a very daily basis. But at the moment, I think generally some of the numbers aren't quite as bad as were feared. Even in Chicago, where I keep an eye on because I'm from the Chicago area originally, still a family there. And, you know, some of the projections for beds needed, they just turned the McCormick Place. And I know we've done that in Detroit as well. You know, these convention centers have now been turned into, you know, big hospitals with rooms, hundreds of rooms. They did that in Chicago, and with the anticipation that we'd need those rooms, clearly. And now some of the discussions out there include maybe we won't need them. You know, and if we don't need them, does that mean we've been doing things the right way? Trying to social distance, trying to stay at home. If it's working, if we're trending in the right direction, if it's not as bad as anticipated, there's a temptation to say none of what we did was necessary. And we'll never know. It's impossible to play this two different ways, right? So as long as we're trending toward the good, as long as we're trending toward better numbers, I think we're probably on the right side of things. Michigan yesterday, hang on a second, real quickly. Michigan yesterday, total deaths announced 617 total overall, not just yesterday, 617 total. 1,493 new cases up from Saturday's total of 1,481, but, you know, relatively flat and down from almost 2,000 on Friday. Statewide total, now 15,718 and up 77 deaths from Saturday. 617 is the total. Again, Southeast Michigan, Detroit area, specifically the hotspot here in Michigan. More on that coming up next hour. Bill Withers will take us out. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.